are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening, everybody? A little good news, bad news, and we continue our list of possible Lions Pro Bowlers, first-time Pro Bowlers in 2020. It is Locked On Lions, right here on the Locked On Podcast and Network, your team every day. Matt Derry with you. Thank you for listening and joining us today as we talk Detroit Lions football. We are now under a week, 6 days now, until the Lions report to Allen Park for what is basically going to be a lot of testing, a lot of COVID-19 testing, a lot of getting used to the facility before they even put the pads on. We will talk about where the Lions stand. We have a good news, bad news scenario. The Lions and what they've done to prepare for COVID-19 infectious disease emergency response, your Detroit Lions are passing with flying colors. Yes. We'll get into it here on Locked On Lions today. Also, some bad news as a former Lion is in the news. I know many of you are going to say, uh-oh, Matt, do not do this to us. I'm going to keep it as brief as possible, but it's a news story, and it involves Lions fans, so I have to talk about it. We'll do that today. Also, player number 3 on our countdown, we count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 of the top 5 players who have an opportunity to break out as first-time Lions Pro Bowlers. We had number 5 on Monday, Trey Flowers. We had number 4 yesterday, TJ Hockenson. Yes, that's right. I went with the Lions second-year tight end. And number 3 will be revealed today right here on the program. Tomorrow we will do number 2 and number 1. We will combine them tomorrow right here on this very program. You can follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Lockdown Lions on Twitter. Also, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. If you're new to the program, welcome. We bring you the best Lions content. We do it every day. We bring you guests, opinions, and everything that's going on with this football team. As many of you know, we're dealing with the virus. I got a couple of tweets yesterday, people and Facebook messages and comments. Oh, you know, you're so it's all COVID all the time. I'm trying not to talk about the virus, but as you know, every story is virus-related. There's reasons why many NFL free agents still are unsigned. There's a reason why Jadeveon Clowney and Marcell Dareus and Darquez Dennard, there's a reason why these guys are still on the street. Because teams aren't sure if there's going to be a season, if there's going to be training camp. We know there's not going to be a preseason. That we know. So as far as what we're going to have for the season, it is a lot of it predicated on how teams respond to the virus. I don't want to spend that much time on it. I get it. Now, good news and bad news when we talk about your Detroit Lions. One of the good news items is that today, the NFL Players Association announced that 8 teams have been approved by the Infection Disease Emergency Response. All right, so one of the hurdles that goes on between the league and its players association is agreeing that how players would be cleared to report to camp. It's called IDER, Infection Disease Emergency Response. Each team has to obviously prepare themselves for their players to come in. And there might be some players that test positive for the coronavirus. The IDER is a plan in case there's an outbreak inside the building. Players need to know what their safety will be, that their safety will be taken care of, etc. if this virus seeps into the locker room. Today, the NFLPA announced that all 32 teams have submitted IDER plans, and already 8 of them have been approved, while the remaining 24 teams are still under review. Among the teams whose infectious disease emergency response plans have been approved, Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, Carolina Panthers, Denver Broncos, Houston Texans, Miami Dolphins, and Kansas City Chiefs. And rounding it out, ladies and gentlemen, your Detroit Lions. That's right, Lions. Already approved, baby. See, this team is on its way. After yesterday where I said I wasn't sure that the Lions would know what the hell they're doing to stay as healthy as possible, they've already been approved. Bears in the division, they've been approved? Nope. Packers? Nope. Vikings? Nope. The Lions, ladies and gentlemen, are in first place in the NFC North when it comes to IDER. Joke about it all you want, but give the Lions credit. They've been approved. So that's good news. It's neat. That means that we are, you know, ready to rock. Now, the players, the rookies, were supposed to be in yesterday. That hasn't happened yet. But training camp is supposed to start a week from yesterday, 6 days away. I don't know about you, but I can't wait. But the biggest issue we're going to have is, how will we know who's doing well? like there's only a handful of reporters that I think even can be out on the field and far away and distancing and all that stuff. But no preseason. So we'll see how we determine who's doing well and who is not. That is for sure. So it's exciting. And the Lions have done well. And you got to give them props for this. So that's good news. The bad news is that you guys can't leave a certain former Lion alone, and yet he can't leave you alone either. Who is that player? Find out next, right here on Locked On Lions. All right, so Matt Derry with you, Locked On Lions. All right, this is, should come as no surprise. But Eric Ebron is in the news again. Now, I know what you're going to say. I know where we're going with this. And I know a lot of you are going to say, nope, I'm turning this off. Do not turn this off. Bear with me for a second. Because I don't want to spend that much time on this. But the former Lions tight end, who now has been gone from the team for 3 years. Remember, he spent the last 2 years with the Colts. He's now a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Eric Ebron, on his social media, Twitter to be exact, cannot let go of taking pot shots at the Lions and then responding to Lions fans. What I don't understand is, who do we blame in this situation? Because Ebron starts it up. He's not even tagged on some of these tweets, but yet finds a way to have to go off on Lions fans and members of the Detroit media, including Mike Sullivan from The Ticket, who basically told him to cut it out, only to have Ebron respond and tell Sully to STFU. But Sully brings up a good point. Isn't it time for you to leave it alone? Isn't it time for you to stop? Isn't it time for you to be done with talking about, you know, the Lions? So, you know, just to read you one example, for those of you that aren't on Twitter, Eric Ebron 2 days ago called Lions fans sensitive bums, said, I hope we don't have a season so y'all can finally see a winning one. Ha, ha, ha. So Mike Sullivan from The Ticket, who's leaving The Ticket, by the way. Congratulations to Rico Beard, who's going to be joining the Mike Valeni show. Rico's great. That should be a fun show. It is a fun show. I listen to it every day. Sully, best of luck, brother. Mike writes, Sullivan, Eric, you got to stop, man. Stop. Just stop going at the fans and ripping them. It's a no-win for you. Be better. At Ebron85. To which Ebron responded, STFU. Short for shut the bleep up. Stop mentioning me and I'll stop mentioning y'all. Simple, you get back what you dish out. Don't want to know y'all suck every year. Stop mentioning me. And well, y'all will still suck. LOL. Like, if you're a 27-year-old NFL player that's now playing on the Pittsburgh Steelers, you are married with children now, wouldn't you grow up and get off of social media. And I understand it's very easy to go at fans. I understand being in the spotlight sometimes is tough and you want to defend yourself. But why? Why are you going at fans, calling them bums, saying the Lions never win? I mean, you've never... Eric Ebron had a great year 2 years ago with the Colts. Last year, he was so bad and then, you know, like refused to play. And the Colts just let him go. All right, he's in a very good place in Pittsburgh. But I got news for you. The Steelers are not going to put up with this if he continues to do this and hop on social media and swear and whatever. It's just, it's unbelievably immature. And it doesn't make any sense. And I'm tired of talking about him. He's not even on the team anymore. So I'm telling you, the listeners and you Lions fans, leave him alone. All right? Leave him alone. You be the bigger person. Stop responding to him. I don't even know why Sully did that. You know, I mean, geez, Eric, give it a rest. Even Darius Slay was like, you know, geez, man, what are you doing? You know? Like, why? It's just, you know, I'm looking to see if he's done anything with Lions fans today. It appears Eric Ebron has stopped, at least for right now. So, actually, no, 5 hours ago, he's still ripping on some Fox 17 sports anchor in like Grand Rapids. Yeah, Zach Herrig. I mean, it's just enough. Eric, come on now. Let's talk some football. Who is going to be the number three player on our list today of the top five Lions who have an opportunity to be a first-time Pro Bowler in 2020? Told you Trey Flowers at five. TJ Hockenson at four. At number three, it's a player that's been on the list many times. And many years go by, he's never made the Pro Bowl. We'll give him one more shot. We'll do it right now. Next. Right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. All right, so here we are, folks. Number three on our list of possible Detroit Lions that could make the list of the Pro Bowlers for the first time this season. We list five guys each and every year at this time. We've been doing this the last few years. We have mentioned Kenny Golladay in the past, and he made it this past season. So he's ineligible. Matthew Stafford ineligible. Jamie Collins ineligible. Matt Prater ineligible. All those guys have made a Pro Bowl before, both with the Lions and with other teams. All right, Jamie Collins did so with the New England Patriots. So we look at the list this year, and we came up with Trey Flowers and TJ Hockenson going back in order, 5, 4, and now this is number three. I think there are two guys at 1 and 2 that are pretty obvious names, and we'll go over those tomorrow. But today's number, I hate when I do this with my computer here. Today's number three player is left tackle Taylor Decker. Taylor Decker is about to start his fifth season with the Lions. The Lions picked up his fifth-year option before last season. And so now he goes into 2020 in the contract year. The Lions just spent $9 million a year on Halapulavati Vaitai to play on the right side. On the left side, Taylor Decker's the veteran of this group. He's the veteran of this offensive line. You got Frank Ragnow at center. You might have two new bodies at right guard and left guard. That's possible. Although Joe Dahl seems to have a left guard spot, at least for now. Jonah Jackson could be the right guard. We'll see. But the one guy that's been there the longest and is the most tenured member of this offensive line is Decker. First round pick of Bob Quinn. Going back to 2016, Bob Quinn has had five drafts. He's entering year five, and he's never had a high-impact first-round pick. I think Frank Ragnow has that opportunity to be that high-impact guy this year. But as far as Taylor Decker goes, you look at him and you go, how's he performed? Every year we say Taylor Decker is solid and unspectacular. Last year's opener against Arizona was eye-openingly bad. He was horrible, if you recall. He let like 7 sacks in all of last year, and I think 3 of them occurred in the opener, plus a handful of holding penalties. At the end of the season, Pro Football Focus ranked Taylor Decker. They graded Taylor Decker out, and he graded out at a 75.5 for left tackle, which is okay. All right? You look at the PFF numbers, and you go, wow, Frank Ragnow finished 6th in centers in the NFL for PFF grade. That's pretty good. Even Graham Glasgow was a top 10 right guard at number 10. Taylor Decker, as far as left tackles out of 32 starters, ranked 19th. So that's nothing special. But yet the Lions kept him around. And they have Tyrell Crosby maybe waiting in the wings. But Decker, they spent a first-round pick on him. He was Bob Quinn's first-round selection. So you ask about the Pro Bowl, and you say, well, how would Taylor Decker make the team next year, the Pro Bowl team? Well, he's in a contract year. Maybe he gets better. Maybe he finally breaks out and has a really, really good year and is voted in by his peers because his numbers go up and because Matthew Stafford's blind side is rarely ever touched. All right, as far as tackles go for the NFC Pro Bowl team last year, David Bakhtiari from Green Bay, very good player. Tyron Smith, who's been a Pro Bowler multiple years from Dallas. Teron Armstead from the New Orleans Saints, who's a young player that's really starting to come on. And Lane Johnson from the Philadelphia Eagles, who's more of a right tackle than a left tackle, but has played both. So those are the 4 tackles that were named to the Pro Bowl a year ago. Decker could crack that list. He could. He has a chance. I think he's a pretty solid football player. The problem is if he's solid again this year and unspectacular, the Lions are probably going to let him walk. No long-term deal with Decker has been signed as of now. We're sitting here on July 22nd. The team did pick up that fifth-year option before last season. So he will be back. So he's back now this year. All right, so the Lions know that they have him for at least this season. Jared Davis is back for his 4th year this year, but not back for 2021. Let's make that easy for you. I like Decker, okay? I think he's a pretty good football player. As PFF writes, Decker enters his 5th year of his rookie contract, and he's ranked above the league average on true pass sets and run blocking grade on both gap and zone runs since 2016. All right? Above the league average. But when you're a first-round pick and when you're a left tackle, don't you want to see that number to be higher than just above average? You want to see good. You want to see great. Okay? He was 19th out of 32 left tackles last year. So that's the bottom half. That's the bottom half. He's not ranked in the top half of starting left tackles in the NFL. He's not on the list with Bakhtiari or Smith or Armstead. Again, Lane Johnson is considered a right tackle, but you hear what I'm saying. Okay, and Johnson played, like I said, he's played both right and left tackle. So there are better left tackles than Taylor Decker. But for this year, I'm putting him on the list as a guy that has an opportunity to break out. I think he can do it. I think he's a good football player. He's solid. But if he's 19th again or 18th again or he's okay, he'll be gone because he's going to command a lot of money and $12, $13 million a year type money, and the Lions aren't going to pay that. They'll insert Tyrell Crosby, and Tyrell Crosby can finish in the bottom half of rankings just fine. But I think Decker's got a chance. Got to stay healthy. He was probably not healthy in week 1 last year, and it cost him. And then when he got healthier, he got better throughout the season. But that is where, you know, the Lions are right now, and I put Taylor Decker number three on that list. Number two and number one tomorrow, right here on Locked On Lions. We'll also talk to my man Adam Zelek tomorrow on the show. Loves his Lions. The Z-Man tomorrow, and we'll get you number two and number one on the list. Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network.